stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. We will serve Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at Proverbs. The book of Proverbs is a book that was written to give you and I understanding that comes from God. God wants you and I to have the knowledge that we might be able to have wisdom in teaching and training our children, in guiding our families, in making the right choices in life. And so we get to Proverbs 30. You get to the man Agur. Now he's the man that's named in Proverbs 30, he is described as a collector, one who gathers. And you say, well, what is he collecting? What is he gathering? Well, he's gathering sayings from wise men. You know, if you want to gather or collect sayings from wise men, you need to go to the Word of God. Listen to what he says. This is the words of Agur, even his prophecies. Now he spake, he taught, he had students. He says, surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learn wisdom, nor have the knowledge of the holy. But yet, he could speak it. He could teach it. He gathered it. He collected that, those wise teachings that he could pass them on to others. Well, in Jeremiah 36, verse number 1, we have another man that did the same thing. His name was Baruch. And it came to pass on the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, that this word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, take thee a roll of a book, and write therein all the words that I have spoken unto thee against Israel, and against Judah, and against all the nations, from the day I spake unto thee, from the days of Josiah, even unto this day. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the evil which I purpose to do unto them, that they may return every man from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sins. Now, Jeremiah is going to put these words in a book. The people weren't ready yet to look, to examine themselves. But God says, I want you to put it in a book. When they get to the place where they see their families falling apart, where they see the destruction of their nation, it will be that they will pick up this book and read it. And some will believe and some will repent. Oh, that's so very true today. What about you today? There is a book that has all these wise sayings. If you want to know and have understanding that only God can give you, you must pick up the book. It's called the Bible. Now, the man that was to do this was Baruch. He wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord, which he had spoken unto him upon a roll of a book. And so I look at the words of Agur, and I look at what Baruch did concerning Jeremiah's sayings, and we can make application. 2023, how did 2022 go? How's your family doing? How are your children doing? How are you doing? What's happening in your life? Good things, bad things? Well, there comes a time when you need to pick up the book. The Bible says, no, I'll start with this because this is the most important part. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. In other words, I can open up this book and I can tell you God has provided salvation through his Son. You know that, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But yet to many, that's foolishness. They'll say, well, I'll trust in my religion, I'll trust in my works, but it is the preaching of the cross. Jesus came for one purpose. He knew before he left the splendors of heaven that he would be born of a virgin, God manifesting himself in the flesh to present himself as the Lamb of God, sacrificed for the sins of the world, that all who would repent of their sin and trust him could have their sins forgiven. And so here, listen as I read this important truth that's written in the Word. These wise sayings are for you who desire to know. You don't want to go any further in your destruction and sin. Well, the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Why? Because these truths open our eyes. They turn us from darkness, the darkness of sin and destruction, to light. Jesus is the light of the world. To walk in the light is to follow him. He has laid out what is right. His principles are right. And if we'll take these principles and know them and live them and teach them, they will produce the right things in our life. So as the psalmist said, the law of the Lord is perfect. Now the educators, they don't want the Ten Commandments in the school. I don't know why. Because everything that's happened in the last, well, you can go back in the last 5 years, the destruction in our schools, the Ten Commandments would go a long way to help. Because what is in God's law, it's perfect. If mom and dad would teach it, if churches would believe and teach it and live it, there would be a major change in society. And so, Agur, what did he do? Well, he collected wise sayings. He taught these wise sayings. He knew the importance of having wisdom and understanding. That's why 2 Timothy chapter 3 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Understand this book, the Bible. What did God say? It's profitable. You want to know doctrine about heaven, salvation, how to train a child, how to live your life, what God truly says concerning marriage, what God truly says concerning what spiritual leadership would accomplish within a marriage and a family? Open up the pages, because this book will show you every good path and every right path. And so today, 2023, what would you like for this year? What are your goals for this year? Oh, today, I'm sure a lot of people in the new year, they make promises what they're going to do in their life and how they're going to run their life. But Eger, what did he say? I collected some things from this book. Now I'm going to teach it. And the outcome, it'll produce the right outcome. Today, do you know the Lord? Do you know his principles? Get in a place where you can hear it. We'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge. 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service. And then we have an afternoon service at 1:30. And then also, we have a Wednesday prayer and Bible study at 7:30. I'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.